Yeah, now we're ready to begin. So the question that they're going to ask is, when we penalize, the Mishnah says over here that you're not allowed to wait till Chol HaMoed to do some of these things. You have to do them before Chol HaMoed. If it happened to be Chol HaMoed, Dovra Ovid, we allow you to do them. But if you deliberately wait the Chol HaMoed, then we penalize you that you can't have any Hano from what you did. You can't have any benefit from what you did. So the Torah wants to know, what happens, the guy waited until Chol HaMoed to do it, and then he did it, and then he died. Do we also say to his children, look, there's a penalty, you cannot benefit from it. Is the penalty on the person? Exactly, on the Gavra or the Chetzo. That's how Rashi learned Pshat in Gemara's question. Other Rishon learned Rashi, Gemara. The Shoyle Pishtan Mishra, I removed the flax from the water. If you base it based on the bottom line, Kivin Melachte Bemoyed deliberately waited for Chol HaMoed. The mace, and he died. Do we cancel his children afterwards or not? Do we say that the thing itself is forbidden or and not allowed to? That's how Rashi learns Gemara's question. Rashi, maybe it should be forbidden also. Since he did not, he deliberately waited to Chol HaMoed. The din is that you shouldn't have any enough from this. The father was alive.
So it's a
chefzer. That's right. But other Shailen, the question is very different. Shailen, the question is, this man decided to leave everything to Chol HaMoed, right? And he died the first day Yom Tov. Now the children Yashin, they did not deliberately wait till Chol HaMoed. Now they have no choice.
He just became there.
Exactly. They have no choice. So do we say, because we levy a penalty on the father, that he was not able to do it, chetchila? Not a question of having a no afterwards. They say there's no problem having a no afterwards. Whole things are bone anyway. So they say the shayla is whether we're going to allow the children chatchila on Chol HaMoed to do this because it's a davar avid, right? And for them, they had no choice. Or do we say no? Since on this item we put a knas, you cannot do it, you waited to Chol HaMoed, we're not going to let you do it, we don't let the children either. But it's not a question of once you did it, whether the thing is awesome or no. There's no question, it's not awesome or no. That's how they learn. Says Gemara, let's look at a similar example. Tzoram oizen b'chayir, you nick the ear of a b'chayir, which the din is by a b'chayir, you have to wait till it gets a mum before the kohen can eat it. He couldn't wait, he couldn't hang around, so he went and deliberately made some kind of a mum. We penalize him that he can't have any benefit from this b'chayir. The shayl is, if he dies and the children yashin this b'chayir, kontzu b'noy achrav, the din is over there that we do penalize the children. Why? Because the item itself became us. Says the Gemara, but maybe that's different. Mishum isur deraisa. There it's an isur deraisa. Here's what? So remember we had in the beginning, Mesechta Bikurim Machlekes Rishonim with the Rabbanan deraisa. So how is it here? So what's the here over here? Is the here that Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan, or Chol HaMoed is also deraisa? But as Rashi said before, that the Rabbanan have the right to choose what's us and what's mutter. And since they were matter, hefsimru, and all that, so then, because the Rabban have an ability to decide, determine what's heter and what's isur, therefore it's a much lower level than Tzorim Oizen, than Abchay. No one has the right to tamper with it. This is it. Rashi. Tzorim Oizen, Abchay, but the bottom line is that we don't know what the Chol HaMoed will be. So here it's much stricter. Chotach mazne matit nipte zeh kadeshi balmum should be balmum yeh. Mut aloi should be permitted. Vos laskein alu amishar mum la yeh boi. You're not allowed to pertune. Kloi me loi satel by mum don't inflict a mum. Vim hitel by mum. Kansin ura bona bona kansin. De lo yeh hen and men should have any benefit. Vi meis ain't bona nehen in me men have done no. Over there, mishum disu dar aisi. I'll have here the kivim melach to be moid. Waiting for Chol HaMoed to do this melach. The lavi sur dar aisi. The habab loi miskavin mutel gamri. And if he, let's say, would not have deliberately waited Chol HaMoed, it was a davar avid. The din is a chatchila yimutur Chol HaMoed. So now that he deliberately waited Chol HaMoed, there's no such thing as isur the Torah for those kind of things. That's only isur rabbanon. Since the whole thing is isur rabbanon, what would you say? So Rashi seems maybe to avoid that, even those who learn that the malach the raisa by Chol HaMoed, but in davar avid and davar hefsid and davar avid, you're allowed to do Chol HaMoed. So that's mutter matayla. What the Rabbanon accepted and said is, if you deliberately wait with Chol HaMoed, we don't allow it. That's on the Rabbanon, not something in the Torah. So even if you hold that Chol HaMoed the Raisa here, we're not talking about a normal case of working. We're talking about a case where you're allowed to work. So what didn't be here? So the Gemara continues, V'im Tim Tzolema. If you want to say, Mochad Aduch, have you sold your connect, you sell slave to a goy? You sold the dinner, you did not sell your slave to a goy. And we penalize you because you're denying that person the ability to do mitzvahs. And the penalty will be that you have to go out of your way and redeem him 10 times the amount. Plus, that's penalty number one. Penalty number two is that if he escapes, you can, he cannot go back to you. So if you sold your slave to a guy, and then the person who did it died, the din over there is also consumed and achra. We can't send the children; they cannot take back the slave. Unfortunately, I have a big problem with this gemara here, because l'chayla, once he sold the slave to a guy, what do we say? That he can no longer take it back, which means that we free the slave. We the chacham free the slave. So what if he died a day later? How can children get it? Once the slave is free,
it's out of the shus.
So I can't remember who did learn pshat that when we say that that the slave becomes free, when it becomes free, he's still in Eved now. When he runs away from his goyish master, at that instant, immediately we say that he's a free person. The Rabbanu come along and say that moment he's not free today. It's a mockery saying he's free when he's still a slave by some goy. When does he become totally free, liberated? When he escapes from the goy, then the Chacham says, at that moment he's free
but
from the
Balabas.
When he escapes from the goy.
So he still has a zika to that first
That's why he has to pay him. That's why he has to pay 10 times. Otherwise, what do you mean the Chacham said that he has to pay 10 times? Not my Eved anymore. So forget, they learn Pshat, cannot be no longer Zebed. Then why would he have to pay 10 times or 100 times?
So Reuven sells him to John the Shagetz.
So this John guy belongs to Reuven, Cole's man, he's working for John the Shagetz. And Reuven has an achiv to try to free him. But if he escapes from this guy here, that moment he becomes totally free.
From both.
So again, you can't bring an eye from there. Why not? This is terrible, horrible. What you're doing is every minute that he's there, you're denying him from the opportunity because remember, Eved Kenani is chayv. Mitzvah is like an Eved, just like a woman. So therefore, the shayla, what's over here? Hachamai. The shayla here is, what's it in here? Do we say gavra konis rabbanon? We penalize the person for deliberately waiting till chalmoid. Vilhol lesser, and he's no longer around. The chayfet itself, we can't send the ha'isa, and it's here. Rashi. The children cannot force him to work. Rashi. What do you mean? Ein Yisrael Yochel L'Chayfa L'Avdei. If he's free, how? If he's a free person altogether, it sounds like the freedom is not a total freedom. It's more like you can't. It's not a freedom that you take a free. It's that you cannot use him, employ him anymore.
That's why he's free.
But nah, then why is it Ein Yochel L'Chayfa? Then obviously, yeah, I can walk into any guy in the street and force him to work for me. He's no different now than any stranger. It sounds like the freedom is limited to the fact that even though technically he's not free from you, but. Practically,
so
you cannot admit him. That's a chiddush then. That's a chiddush because you still own him. So maybe, since you still own him, this is Rashi totally in all achrayim. You still own him all the way through. Just practically speaking, you have no right to work with him because he punish you. So maybe because you own him, you pass him on the asset to the children.
The Eved runs now and causes damage to someone. He's still chayiv as the other.
No, because maybe the Chacham, when they said that practically you can't enforce him, therefore you will also want to be liable for his activities. But he's still yours. How did it become not yours?
So
you need a get shichrur.
In what is he yours? In Vosper State
Nothing. Bibles. Nothing, because you cold man, you don't give a get shichrur. The din is that if you mafki your Eved, you're still not a free man because you didn't give a get shichrur. Yeah, but he's you can't work with him either.
Because he should be there.
On paper, he's yours.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't work with him either. You're mafker him.
But in practical, you can't work with him. You're not chayef for his
100%. But that's why I have a shayla.
So you have no shaykhs to him other than a piece of paper.
Exactly. And that's why the shayla is whether the children can pass on that. I mean, that's what seems with Ashi here. Not like they all learned that he's totally free. Sada a field that you're cleared it from all the thorns. Bishvi is in the year of Shemitah when you shouldn't have done it. Tizra l'maytzoi shvi is we're not going to penalize you because Tesis quotes a Rashi that says it's not a malacha. Not a malacha. Let's say you carry the animals to dry, they should excrete dung to give fertilize all the field. In the dieta, you just pushed them in an area to fertilize the field. Even though it's under the bond you're doing here, we're not going to allow him to be penalize you. Okay, we penalize you. Rabbi Chanin said, his children could plant. based on this fertilizer there. Alma l'didei kanzu rabbanon l'bnei kozabon. You see, by these isur rabbanon, isur rabbanon, we don't penalize you. Same thing here. We don't count in the Rashi. They were carried by wagons. They deer behemoth through the animals.
That's what the Rishonim said that the people that were carried by the wagons were called the Taiva, means that you let the animals wander around and they'll naturally.
No. That nidaida is you push them in a place. Nidaiva means you actually carry them.
Carry wagon loads of fertilizer.
Of the animals that should bring the fertilizer.
Oh, wagons of the animals.
Yeah. Or maybe the fertilizer itself. And you let it drop as you go all along.
Okay,
it's not like fertilizer itself. Yeah. Okay, Taisa says when you talk about thorns, you cannot talk about thorns that are attached to weeds, because that is also matata, even if you don't benefit from it, unless you're doing someone else's field. You're not allowed, because the concept of Melechez Machsheves by Shabbos, we say that in order to be chayiv, you have to have benefit, does not apply to Shemitah. Even though others, you know, we had before, others were Shabbos, others by Shemitah. But that difference is like a tulis. The Rav said there's no tulis by Shemitah. So to over here, says Taisa, this is a Taisa that says there's no Melechez Machsheves, no concept that you have to have kabbonis. No such thing as Dovish. That's not applying Shemitah. If you cut a field, even someone else's field, you're even Isa Dreis and Shemitah working. A Yid can't work in anybody's field, not only his own field, anybody's field in Shemitah. That's why next year, Netzah Sol is going to be a tough year.
There's this whole project that somebody wants to do now to allow everyone, every Yid in Kutz La'aretz, to participate in the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, that they want to sell Al Pi Halacha. Little chalokim, you know, the minimal amount.
To figure a way how to make money and not working.
And well, the farmers need to have some income. So you will be a baal, you'll have baalus on a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, and you will be mekayim the inyan of Shemitah's karka in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, and meanwhile the farmers can fadim na bissel. You know,
how many guys are going to take that up?
What?
How many guys are going to take that up?
I don't know. I think it's a cute idea.
Yeah, it's a good way of making money. You have to trust him. You have to trust now that if I buy it, that nobody's going to work on it. That nobody's going to work exactly. Otherwise, I'm not going to be even a beta that I've never had before. Yeah. My field of Shemitah is being worked on.
It's like in any business, if you lose, you lose.
We need a lot of amunah.
So why are you liable for the family?
Oh, because there's a couple of things we're talking different here, not just business. This, now we're talking about mitzvahs as well. Yeah, that sivui from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not just business.
Right, I'm going to buy the bayah.
You can command people to support families during the year of committing to them.
No,
but we're good Jewish people. Last week we learned tzedakah.
The right thing by head by
got to help him out.
He's leaving his field for a whole year, and it's going to cost him financially heavy penalty. So do the guy a favor.
We have a rule. Teammate taharosev. If you go out and you ruin somebody's food, that's tar, and you make a tummy, it's a hezek she'ein a nikir. It's a not noticeable damage, which mahateda. It's not an avera, but midrabbanan. We penalize. You have to pay. But Mason, he died. Like konzer ben achiv, still have to pay. My time. What's the reason? It's not really. It's a hezek. It's only rabbanan do konzer. Rabbanan beilah because rabbanan. Same pattern we said before that we don't penalize children for the acts of the parents when it's rabbanan. When it's the raisa, it might be different. Exactly. Rashi team it rises a very constant the khayla pilot paid hezek nikolu do bin who's been says my right mission ein loikhin batim, you're not allowed to buy houses avodim by slaves ubehem by animals on khalamoid unless ella let say the khamoid unless you need it for khalamoid ei let say the khamoid the vendor needs to sell because he needs ein la may yechol, you need it for khalamoid, the vendor that doesn't have what to eat. Now the expression ein la may yechol is very strong. Sounds like if he has nothing to eat, but if he has, let's say, bare minimums, but he can't afford to have a nice lavish meal for Yom Tov, it's not an excuse to sell on Yom Tov. It's only ein loy mayechem. It's actually machlekes v'shani, but that's what it seems. Parshat Pshat. Rashi, no Rashi. Gemara. What about to get a job? She'ein loy mayechem. Okay, you just said you're allowed to sell. Sell is not really a malacha. Sell is a malacha. It's more of a tircha. So we allow you if you don't have what to eat. What about working? I want to get a job because I need to get paid so I can afford to eat on Yom Tov. Is that an excuse? This is mom is working. Amal, it's going to be learned. Says the Mishnah, says the Fedish, Oyla Tzayla Chamoyche with the Moyche needs to sell. And then he says, She'ein la Mayoche, doesn't have what to eat. Lassui Mayoro just said that a Moyche is allowed to sell if he needs it for Yom, the Luchay means he needs food. So whatever then spell out, Ein la Mayoche, isn't that extra to tell you that even a worker who needs a job in order what to eat, you're allowed to work? No, says the Mayoche, says Chapula, but the Lord put his going father, he's trying to explain, what do you mean the Moyche is allowed to sell when? When he needs food. Rashi is chapul in the mayachos. Ain't no the pay mayachos. When he mawish eat and the malachi, he'll have to give him work for the second hiring. Does he? The mayachos he shall have to eat. Lasu yimayi the mayachos. If it's for the vendor, hotan leil tzeich mayrei said that it has to be necessary for yamtiv. Lasu is chapul. Ain't no mayachos. Mutter. No, I pidul him a father. Tzeich ha mayed. Kate's going. For example, ain't no the mayachos. Mayachos lo elam lo tifshin menei. Don't bring any proof. It's chapul. Same with Vayter. Eisa by the question. Ain koisvin shtarei chay b'mayed. You're not allowed to write contracts, loan contracts, and mayed in chalamayed. I can lend you money, but I can't write contracts. However, you may not mean, I don't trust you. If I can lend you money, you're never going to pay me back. Or he doesn't have what to eat. Then you can write. Who doesn't have what to eat? The Seifer Lecheder doesn't have what to eat, so he needs a job. So therefore, you know what, I'll write, I'm going to be a nice guy, document in a very honorable way, in a dignified way. So I'm going to give him work, even though there's no work here, because I trust this guy, the borrower, I don't need it.
But Rambam writes that if you lend money without a star, you're
that's right. But over here, maybe it's a small amount of money, whatever it is, you trust this guy enough that you don't worry about it. But you're writing a star to give the Seifer a panasa. You're doing it for the seifer to have a panasa. You're allowed to give somebody work on chalamayda. That guy has no food. You're allowed to give him a job and pay him because ultimately you're doing it for him to have food for yom tov, even though he's working mamish. Rashi. You can't say you don't trust him. Who cares if he can eat it? I can't. If I don't trust him, you want my money. I have to write it down. The mutabala, I'm not lend money. Lava is chapula, saying, let's save for my yechel, save for what to eat. Shorty, bechol, my mutte, moist, that's a question. You want to say that you're allowed to hire somebody so you should have what to eat. Lachacham, my yechel, say that luchay the edit, Pesach, and cholamite are very similar dinim. Cholish, umni is oisin, melacha, barbib, sach, and only three trades that we permit, pre-professionals, we permit at a Pesach. At chatzay till noon. Hachayotim, because after noon, you're not allowed to work anymore because they're kabanas. Hachayotin tailors, vasafonim and barbers, vaklefs and launderers. These are the three professions that we permit at a Pesach in the morning. Hachayotin, why do we permit in the morning? So the Braisa seems to say, you know why? Since on Chalamoid, sometimes you're allowed to be a tailor. So then on Erev Pesach, you're always allowed to be. So for example, Chayotin tailors, you can head your teif v'kedak. We learned before in the Mishnah that an ordinary person is permitted to sew b'cholo shamoid. Not a professional, but an ordinary person. Since sometimes you're allowed to sew on Chalamoid, you can always do it on Erev Pesach. Hasapodin, the barbers, the hakaifs and the loners, because we learn the next Mishnah, in two Mishnahs, you can't have boyim dinner say, if somebody comes from overseas and he didn't have a chance before Pesach or for Yom Tov to do his thing, since these professions are permitted Chol HaShemayit, you're allowed to do a Pesach. Now, why are you limiting only these three? If you tell me a Chol HaShemayit, sometimes you're allowed to hire a worker if they have no food. So at a Pesach, you should always be able to hire any worker. So why does it say only three professions allowed? All professions are allowed. pay a guy. These are that's chapula shein lemayecha shari mutet. Come along and amal ishru. Everything should be mutet. Do ikas chapula shein lemayecha. Sometimes you're allowed to hire the guys something to eat. So therefore everything should be mutet. Lashi. Come along and amal ishru. Better pay to do ishru is chapula. Bechol mayi ladder we hire someone chalamayt. Sometimes when there's no food. The latif shemene. The slim from here. This chapula shein lemayecha. It's not an excuse. If a guy wants to get a job because he has no food, you're not allowed to hire him on pace on chalamayt. Osir bechol shalmayi. Masculine or proper? Papa asked back to Rashi. I don't understand your question. So what are you learning? You're trying to reject the whole idea that you can get a job on Chalamayit if you don't have what to eat. So, but you're, why? And what's your whole hasbid? Because since anything which you can do on Chalamayit, even though only in certain limited situations, then you should be able to do that on Pesach. Open slather. So let me ask you a question.
Before Chatzais.
Master Papa, let me ask if so. Let the Braisa they could include a fourth one. And Binyan. You should be able to build. Lisha can koisel hagoyel, which is Rabbi. Learned before that it is a wall hanging over, which is Rabbi, that's endangering people. Mut soiser ubayne kedaka, you're allowed to demolish it and rebuild it. But there's a gonna. Since sometimes you're allowed to build according to your logic, then every time and at a Pesach in the morning, you should always be able to build. Why is he mentioned building? And it's along the same lines. Maskel Levina, El Meata, according to you, Lavle, a writer, at least a cipher, should be permitted. Shekin Kaisen, Kedushin, Noshim, Gitin, Veshavin. Learn later on that you're allowed to write all these Gitim and Kedushin and so on. And Cholamoid. So since sometimes you're allowed to, you should always be able to another Pesach, as I mentioned it. Your whole premise is wrong. Elamanabashi, Moyid Abasa Karamid. You're asking a question from Cholamoid. On a Pesach, Moyid, two different Yonim. What's the problem of Cholamoid? Shum Tircha. We don't want you to a distraction because it's a big bother and distracted from what Yom Tov is all about. Obviously, we made a hetiv. Mokim Pseida, Shara Rabbanim. But if there's a Pseida, you're allowed to. Because the Pseida itself will be a bigger distraction than the Tircha. But our boss said, what's the reason why at a Pesach we don't want you to work? We want you to think about, consider what you have to do to prepare for Yom Tov. Me did the Tzedek Yom Tov Shari. So therefore, those things which enable you to observe Yom Tov, we permit, like a tailor and a launderer and a barber. And me did the Lav Tzedek Yom Tov, building a house or getting a job and all that, which is not, that doesn't directly, maybe indirectly, but not directly. Yeah, support. Yeah.
Loi Shara Bon Rimata. I thought the Indian of Erev Yom Tov is Yom Tov Oyach. It's a Yom Tov for every year, because everyone brings a carbon
pesach. Yom Tov Oyach is Matzai Shavuos. It's called Yom Tov Oyach. Only after 12. Cases brings you to Shalmi, that after 12 you don't work, because whenever you bring a carbon, you have to work. But that's only after Chatzais. You cannot bring before Chatzais. Rashi. Rashi, he must have a papa, the Rashi, he asked me the bottom of the height, the non-souls, the three trades, Oysen, Malach, and Pesach, I'll do it, Alma, Sabak, Malach, and Shoya, Atzal, Alma, Chom, anything you permit to do, Chalamayt, Oysen, I'll do it, Pesach, he can't be in the least, I'll do it, Pesach, I'll do it, Pesach, I'll do it, Pesach, I'll do it, overhanging, Mutal, of Noisy, Chalamayt, Bill, Masra, Vina, Sabak, and Papa. Elo Rashi, so Tzedek, Yantar, Shadi, Elazik, and Hanagim, Lumni, they're all necessary for Yantar, Vesulai, who are Dini, Mele, Mayechel, even if they need, they ain't so he's concluding that you're allowed to hire somebody. But not for the reasons you're allowed to hire somebody. Why? Because ain't loch tzeder gadol mizeh. So that's hard, a little bit hard to understand. So why doesn't it include that in the braisa? Unless the braisa was just picking those professions where the profession was directly supporting yom tov. The fact that you have no money of food is regardless of what profession you're doing. You need a job. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You need money to eat. So that's not the purpose of that braisa.
And this example with the building, this is a yotzim in a klal. I mean, that's not.
No, we're not allowing that. We're not allowing any of those things because it doesn't directly support Yom Tov. Getting a job to have money to can buy food for Yom Tov definitely directly supports Yom Tov. But it's not a particular profession. Yeah, it's not a particular profession. You can go sweep the floors. It's not a particular profession. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's the money. So that's not what the braisa is trying to tell you. The braisa is trying to highlight those professions which directly support Yom Tov. Mishnah. We don't want you to carry clear for one house to another house, another chatzah, because it's a big tirch. But you can bring it to your courtyard. Right now, we're thinking, even though from a different chatzah into the house, into your different courtyard, you go to schlep your lata, as long as you bring it to the house. The mother won't understand what's the difference. You're not allowed to bring home things from the tradesmen, bring it home. And chalamayit, im choshel, but you're scared. Either he's going to ask you for money again if you pay now and then I leave it by him, or it's going to get stolen. Then finally, bring it to another courtyard. What does that mean? Rashi. We think right now, means from another house to this chatzah, you're going to be stolen. Says Gemara, but Amr, you start off saying, ain mifan in klal, you're not allowed to clear from one house to another. And then you say, you're allowed to clear into the chatzah. Amr, Rabbi, say for us in the bayish b'chatzah, within the same courtyard. You're allowed to move within the same courtyard from a house to another house in the chutzah, or the chutzah. We're not talking about from another street. Bring Kalim from Beis Lumen. Papa, body, glory, to test us, quiz us from time to time to sharpen our minds. He asked, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ain't Mevi and Kalim, you're not allowed to bring home Kalim from the tradesman who finished the job. Beis Lumen, on Yom Tov, on Chalamoy, Veramino, last question we learned elsewhere, Meilichin, you're allowed to bring to the tradesman. Umevi, you're allowed to bring home from the tradesman, Kalim, Beis Lumen. You don't need a chalamoid. Mamas just did it between the Brais and the Mishnah. The Shanlinale, and we answered Rav a couple of answers. One answer we gave him is Khan Baba also Khan Mikhoshamoid. That here where it said that you're allowed to is talking about the 14th day. And where it says you're not allowed to, I'm Mishnah Mechalamoid. That's one answer. He boy say Mahova Khabot Mechalamoid. Khan Bimani, you trust him, you should leave it there. That's the Brais, that's the Mishnah, leave it there. The Braise is talking about that you're allowed to kamish einam minoi. He's talking about einam minoi. Freddy Gemara, and Gemara will ask in a minute, if Eim Amino, then what's the inyan of why you allowed to bring? If it's Eim Amino, you allowed to bring it home. But why are you allowed to bring it to him? It says there, Meilichin u'mevi'in. Mevi'in means bring it home. Meilichin means you bring it, what do you bring it to him for? Achalamah, you bring it to him because you don't trust him. What does that mean? But Tanya, Freddy Gemara, I'll bring you, but I say that actually supports this view. It says, Meivin Kalim Mebeis Umen. You're allowed to bring home Kalim Mebeis Umen, keep going Kad Mebeis, I Kad, if the guy makes jugs, because Mebeis, the dog, if the guy makes glassware, Avaloy Tzemen Mebeis Hatzeva, but don't bring wool back from the dyer, but like Kalim Mebeis Umen, and don't bring back Stam Kalim from the Beis Umen, Vim Ein Lamayechel. But if the tradesman needs the money, he has, doesn't have what to eat, so you, he wants you, like you to pay him so that he can have you the food. Then nois l'tchad you pay him, but ideally umenichet to leave the wares there and pick it up after yomtiv. V'imein ma'amina, if you don't trust him, what do you mean don't trust him? You don't trust him that when you come back after yomtiv, he'll say, hey, pay me again. Then man, and he'll give you a receipt, you're scared to lose it. Ma'anichai babayit ha'samala, give it to a house, that's next to him, don't bring it home. V'im chayshulem, you're scared he'll get stolen from that house. Shema yignavu. Then me'vim betzina betach beisa, you can bring it home, but discreetly. Says the Gemara, Tirasa, you explain Mevi'in, you explain why you're allowed to bring it back from the trades and you don't trust him. But Melichin Kasha, why you had, you're allowed to bring it to him a Chalamayid, what kind of excuse is that? The Tani says, Ey Mevi'in, V'choshkesh Ey Melichin. Our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed to bring home. So sure, you're not allowed to bring it there. What's going on? Elamachvarti Kiddushanyim Mikoda. Go back to the first answer, at a Pesach and Chalamayid. Says the Mishnah, Mechafin esakzi, it's like a cover over dry, the figs, big cash with straw, the beautiful aim and atma, you're allowed to make it thick. We'll soon see what that means. Moichre peidlis ksus v'keilim, if you want to sell fruits, clothes, or keilim, moichrim bitzina, you sell them, but discreetly, let's say the chamayit. Why? Because these are things that last for a long time. Ksus v'keilim lasts for a long time, and the peidlis we're talking about are also peidlis last for a long time. So it looks like it's not being bought for yomtiv, you're buying it for after yomtiv. So therefore, you should sell it discreetly. Rashi, mechafi, mechase, kabar, no Rashi. Right, hatzayodin, the trappers, had the shushes, those who crush wheat, behageruses, and those who crush beans. Oisin, bitzinel, even though you're doing for yomtiv, do it discreetly, because generally you do a big amount, and people think you're doing for after yomtiv. They were machmir. Not clear, but he means that these people, this is all things of chumrah, or he's saying they were machmir even further, they did nothing, not even discreetly. Dashi. Had that shushes, they crush wheat for rice or porridge. Hagirusa, shetoichin, pulling the grease in from the Brits over there, they used to call the beans. Betzina, shamayemruza, loike, lezermai. People think that you're doing it after yamtu. Says, Moravaita, pligi, barabchia, barabba, barabasi, the machlekis. Betarvayu, and both of them, mashmei, the chis, krabiechen, chadama, mechafin means akulushe, mechaf means cover thinly, me'avin means asmuchi, you cover it thickly. The chadam and mechafin covering it means literally covering it. I don't care how thick or thin. Bein aklusha, bein asmuchi. And ma'avin means oisik min keri. That means what? That the figs themselves you pile up in a thick way. Rashi aklusha shemchasei about nafim meruchok is at a distance of each other. Lahavi because they're sparsely covered. Asmuchi or anafim soim are next to each other. Lahavi kisei gomer a complete cover. Kmin keri mechansi noisim beyachi bring them together. They shi noichil lechases. Pile them all up so it's easy to cover. Tanya Lama will learn, Ma'avin, saying, Mother, Oisin Isaac, and Kadi, David of Yehuda. Says, my right, and Moich, they paid, because it was Michael, Moich, and Betzina, Yeboilu, Hain, and Rabbi Yisrael, Machm. Hain, Hechmiro, Al-Asma, what does that mean? Lo Havdal, they did nothing at all? I deal more this, that you just said, that they did discreetly, that goof is half of the Betzina, that's the Chumra. It's only a Chumra, Api Allah, you don't have to do it discreetly, you can do it openly. Tashba coming here, Moichre paid as Ksusvi Kaili, Moichin Bitsin, let's say, I do a Bitsina. Rabbi Yisrael, Tagre Tverye, that the merchants of Tverye, Hein Hechmiro al Atzmon, Shalay Moichin Kalike. The Chumra was, they didn't want to get involved in sales at all, even if you needed discreetly, they didn't want it. Interesting. Tzadi Chayiz Ba'ifiz, the trappers of animals and fish and fowl, the dog and fish, Tzadim Bitsin, let's say, I do it discreetly. Rabbi Yisrael, Tzadi Aku, Hein Hechmiro al Atzmon, watch, they didn't do it at all. The Shushe Chilka, those who crushed Chilka, Targiz Vetisne, three ways of crushing wheat, as we'll see. Doishin Betzin, do it discreetly, because it looks like about only what you need for Yamtiv, and do it discreetly, because people don't know. They think you're doing long term. The Shushe Tsepayde, those who in Tsepayde, who used to crush wheat, Hey Nechmir Olasman, Shli Yerashin Kolik, not at all. Omar Rashi.
Interesting, in these different cities, the different trades took on themselves a Chumar.
Or maybe that was the main trade of that city. Do whatever you want. The shushi doshe tvua threshing tvua ikad ami the shushi hamishabrin tvua the break tvua chadul l'shnayim v'shoyim v'mayim soaking in water. So you want to write Amaravaya chilka. What's chilka targis? What is that? Chilka is chadul tati. You break each piece of wheat into two, divide in half. The word chilka. Targis is chadul l'tlas. You take one into three, and tisni is chadul l'abed. Break into four. Kiyos Rav Dimi Yama Kuntza is talking about spelt. Chilke is spelt, nothing to do with wheat. Makes a last question. Chilke, Targis, Vitisni, Temei, Mechal Mokin, they're automatically tummy because you have to use water to crush it, and water makes it prepared for Kabbal Tumah. Bish Lema Lemana Mechodo Letarti Letlas Labo, it means you break in two and three and four. Mishnah, Temei, Mechal Mokin, Tumah, it is Kasher. That's why it's Tumah every time, it is Kasher, because it's always prepared because it's wet. El Ulamando Makunta was spelled Amai Temeim Bechal Mokum Haloyis Kasha. You didn't need water. You say Chilke means just spelt. Not that they crushed into small pieces. Just spelt. If it's just spelt and removing his husk, if it's just spelt, then why should it become Mukshala Kabbal Tumah? Answer the Gemara, keep going to Mikvah, and you remove the husk. He loved the Shor Maya, since if you wouldn't have soaked in the water, love Mikvah, it's impossible to peel it. I have a Mai Kodale Chilke. So why is it called Chilke? Chilke, you mean divide. You're telling me it doesn't mean divide. It means whole piece of the spelt. You took off the husk. The shakil chakai, you took off the smoothness because the cover is pretty smooth. You took it off. Yeah, dashi. Kunze kusemes, it's spelled shaloitzen oisen heine chilke. You boil it up and that's called chilke. Tumem chomokam, mekablin tumme, ben mekvadi, ben mekrach, wherever they are. The kaimel on soilus, ben mekrachim, mekablin tumme, that the flower, the fine flower of the village, of the city is mekablin tumme, shahuch shavim mayim, definitely prepared through water. Ben mekvadi in the villages, ain't makpidi masadiki. They don't usually use the fine flower, lilters, ben mayim, to boil the water. Vesailus, shalentai, their fine flower is tied. They don't normally prepare with water, shalahuch shavim oilu, they're prepared. Avichilke tamei mechal chilke is always tamei. I feel the bekvarim in the villages. The yevshalem, it's impossible to divide it. Below the tisa, without soaking it in water, mishmachit tamei tamei. The miskashri, the shalomai, prepared with water. Loilam havikunze umiklef in the shalomai with water. The shari klipa, he took off the cover. The shakol chukayu claim mishneit la klipa avichaluk smooth. So
the country people have it. They're not finely prepared.
Exactly, they don't care about putting water and having it so fine. They're not so medactic. Makes a lot of questions. Hanoide min hadogin. If someone makes a neder, I will not eat any grains. Osir, it is forbidden. Af bepul hamitzi. Even beans are included in grains. Yavish, if it's dry. But a mutter belach. If he says, if I'm only grains, you don't even eat beans. But he's allowed to eat wet ones. Umutter belach, it is allowed to eat rice. And chilke, targis, tist, he's allowed to eat those three things as well. If you divided it, even though it comes from wheat, you wouldn't use the word dogon. When you say the word dogon, you don't mean which was finally prepared and cut up in small pieces. All it is spelled dogon ma'alyu. Isn't spelled a form of dogon, one of the 5 minute dogon? Kashi, it's like a question. He allowed the following krufaisa, those who sell incense, lemezel to go, lizvuneke ochayu b'shuka on chalamoid. He allowed them to sell because he needed for yom tov. Eisved Rav Kara asks a question. Says chanus psuche a store. If you want to open your store on chalamoid, you have to make some kind of a shini. If it's normally open the stove, if it's open to a stove to where all the bleachers are, peseach v'ner kedak, you open normally because not too many people can go there. But psuche l'shav open to a main street, peseach achaz v'ner kelach. If you have two doors, open one door, leave the other door shut. So people realize this is not totally open. The Erev Yom Tov Sha'achar Chag, interesting, Erev, the last day of Yom Tov, Moitzi Uma'ater Eshuke Ir Bepeles, there you can display all your wares and all the pomp and everything else. B'shul Kovir Yom Tov Achan, this all is people should buy to honor the last days of Yom Tov. Is Mashma clearly only the reason why you're allowed to open and sell Mnei Kovir Yom Tov Achan. In Shaloi Kovir Yom Tov Loi, you're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to stand with that. You just said that you're allowed to sell psalmim. Habe peda, habe tavlin. Tavlin, you're allowed to sell. But peda, you're not allowed to sell, and only with the door halfway open, all that kind of stuff.
Didn't we have a special gzera that reichle b'samim and tachshitim amuta to go on chalamoid so that it's not the b'nois Yisrael or something like that, by any balayim, that the Jewish women should always be able to
b'putz in zuch? Yeah, good point. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
there was such a...
I don't remember.
You know why I remember that?
My
punk that week when we learned it, some of these very holy types in Eretz Yisrael
made an offer. They're giving $1,000 for any kala who will go with no makeup to her chuppah. And punk that week, we learned that there's a gzeda that they're allowed to sell even a chol moed just because the Yiddish techtos have to be beautiful to their husbands.
Yeah. Okay, Rashi. So tabli, you're allowed to sell, but peda, because they last for a long time, it doesn't look right, and therefore it has to be done discreetly, or the shinin on that. Rashi. What's tablin? Normally we always type tablin and spices. Look what Rashi says here. Tablin. Cabbage. Kashin and leek. Because they spoil, everyone knows you're doing it for yamtiv. They don't last. What is tablin? So Taisa jumps on Rashi. Look at Taisa. The tablin. Peter's bekud the kruv. It's cabbage. The kashin a leek. The hikshe be Taisa. The peter the kruv. The kafloit. Ain't a chashuv in tablin. Says when are they called spices? Pepper spices. God, whatever. The amrina the tablin. The time of it. The whole idea of spices is that it's made there for taste. The afilu be elef le bottle. Right? We learn even it doesn't bottle 1,000. The left is the kafloit. Ain't a tzorich l'shaikim b'shishim. And there the din is when you have cabbage. Trade for cabbage. You need only 60. Get Taisa better get a nasha. And they get crushed in the way, but they got a bay. And they get a crew over other pillars, minip some. Other ones, tablet means different kind of incense. Pel de Garashi. What's Sakhap Sharashi? Next, okay. Hadn't Lobby's Hopper. This is the Mishnah. The following people allowed you to take a haircut of Cholamayim, even though we said before you shouldn't. Habar Mimedina, say Yami, come from overseas, and you didn't have an opportunity. It's not your fault. With Beis HaShivya, you were kidnapped. The Hayyot, say, Beis HaShivya, exit jail. The Hamanuda, you were a Chedim, and your Chedim lapsed right before Yom Tov. She hit Tidu Lechachamim. Come allowed all of these. Rashi, Ve'el Megal Chamayim, Habar Mimedina, Yami, Bemoyed, on Cholamayim, if you should have your honors. So, how you could legalek, I couldn't do before. Likewise, if somebody went and had a neder, then you know, I'll take a haircut, then he went to a chacham and he bought a neder right before Yom Tov. It was mutter, says Rashi, should know that he made a neder. He asked me, why is that considered an oinus? He could have asked before Yom Tov. I don't know. The nazir, a nazir lapsed for 30 days, he had no breda. Or Hamid said that when you finish your tzaras, you have to take a full haircut. Then now is the stage where he has to cleanse himself. Therefore, he'll do chalamayt. Rashi was a nozir tummy. A nozir tummy. Shouldn't all of it to Masi. Reshub ainam misham in Israel. And with the haircut. Bechem mitzayla shalom to Masi. Megalei vede an yamtu. Vishla hayu lepanai. Legalei kari. He had no choice. The elu mechapsin bemoye. The following allowed to wash on chalamayt. Habam. Now we're talking washing. That was a haircut. Now washing. Habam memedina sayam.
Washing the body.
Yeah? Bajin, no. Clothing. Bathing is a chitzah. Abom, you come from overseas. Umebeis Hashivya, Vayirasur, same thing. Umenud she tidlecha chamim. They allow now to join society. Vechay mishen nisha lechacham behuter is matir. Matpeches idaim hand towels. You allow to wash chalmoy because they constantly get dirty. Umatpeches asvarim covers asvarim. Umatpeches asafer and different kinds of covers. This also a towel, but it's a face towel. Rashi says, Matpeches Forim. The first part I told you is what the normal shot, but Rashi over here brings from the side. Matpeches Asforim is actually Asaporim, the barbers. When they go to sit in the barber's seat, they cover you with some kind of a shmata so that the hair doesn't fall on your body. That's what you're allowed to wash. Usually, yeah. Okay, so what's. So Matpeches Daim is a hand towel, and Matpeches Hasefig is a bath towel, a big towel, to wash your whole body. Hazavin, vehazavais, hanidis vayeldis, all of these vecholoelim mitumatara, and they become tired on chalamayid. Harielu mutadin, abishal kolad moshe. Everyone else is aser. Okay, do tomorrow mitzvah.